Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Tes in Maseches Ksubis 89, folio 89 A and B. Okay, here we go. We did Pei Ches Mabei, as I mentioned, and I'll spend a few minutes today starting off about Apotropos, which came up yesterday. So Apotropos, again, is a guardian that was appointed. Two types of Apotropos, appointed by Bez Din or appointed by the father, Machlokes Tanoim, which one has more power in terms of collecting without a shvua. It doesn't sound like inherently there's more power to them. The reasons given is because of the chashos, so whether we think they're going to back out or not. But anyway, the concept of Apotropos. There's a major discussion in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, of course fleshed out by the Achronim, how to look at Apotropos. And to start off with a question of to explain the Mordechai in Kiddushin. The Mordechai quotes a machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, whether how many Apotropos do you appoint per family? Rashi says you appoint one per child. One per child. While Rabbeinu Tam says, no, one for the whole group. That's the Mordechai and Tav Kuf Ches. So this and other machlokos bring Achronim to ask the following question. How exactly do we look at an apotropos? Is an apotropos a guardian for the, as we would have said, it's a guardian for the children. But the children need somebody to take care of their possessions, therefore we appoint an apotropos. Or do we say that this apotropos is more? An apotropos is a stand-in for the Yarshim. They are agents of the Yarshim, and they are the Yarshim, really, that Bez Din or the father appointed. Again, you might be Mechalik, but maybe it's just more, it's more than a guardian. And these two ideas help explain a number of sources. The Rashba in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Beis, also, it's also the Rashba in Gittin, right? There's a limud there that excludes Apotropsin from being Mafris Truma for the Yarshim. Atem v'lo Apotropsin. The Gemara says in Membeis Man Aleph Kedushin. The Rashba has 2 days there. How serious is this exclusion? Yesh lefarish to drasha gemurahi. Some say Atev l'apotropos is a drasha gemura. So it's a real drasha. And when the Mishnah says that apotropos can do trubis of maesers, that's mishum efker bezit hefker. But really, it's not me'ikr hadin. The yesh lefarish to lav drasha gemurahi l'apotropsin. Some say it's not a real drasha, meaning really apotropsin should be included in afarish's truma. De yadon kiyad yisomim. Vitarmin uma asrin dvar Torah. Delo karinon be torim she'eno shelo. This is not torim she'eno shelo. This is not being torim something that's not yours. It is yours. So again, it seems to be 2 days in the Rashba, how we look at the concept of apotropos. Another machlokas. There's a Gemara in Gitan on Daf Nun Beis, which says that an apotropos cannot free the slaves of the children. V'ein apotropsin rashon lahotzi avadim lecherus. Can't be motzi the avodah. The question is, why not? Why can't it be motzi? So Tosfos on Daf Lamed Zayin says, why not? Because it's a zilzul to the Yarshim. You know, they free their slaves. This is like their Shevach Beisavia, similar to the concept that we had before. So it's a zilzul for them to it looks like you're being mezalzul in the Nechassim. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi there on that Gemara, Daf Nun Beis, says, why can't they free the avadim? Shaharei ein gufon kanui lahem, l'shach baran. Their goof is not koni to the apotropsin. It's the kids, it's not the apotropsin. Again, Tosfos by the Batili seems to say that they can, but there's a zilzal issue. Masha'en came when it comes to Rashi says, no, fundamentally, the goofon is not koni to them, and therefore, it wouldn't be allowed. Again, this and others, there's a tshuva of the Rush in Simin Lamed Pezayin. Pezayin, Shimon and Shiva. Fascinating question. Can an apotropos appoint another apotropos? Let's say the case was, the whole story here, the apotropos was appointed by Reuven, and he appointed Shimon, and then Shimon rents out the house that he's getting rent from, and then Levi put the stuff in there, and there was a lot of grain in there, and it was getting too heavy for the attic, and the attic falls down. All complicated case. Either way, but the fundamental issue at the end of the tshuva is that the guy who caused the damage says, hey, I don't have to pay this guy because he's an apotropos that was appointed by an apotropos. An apotropos can't appoint an apotropos. And the Rush discusses whether that's true or not. And again, the issue is, how much is an apotropos an agent? How much is an apotropos just a guardian? An agent, a stand-in, you know, that he's very strong. While if he's a guardian, so then he wouldn't be as strong. And again, this continues with a lot of Lashonos in the Rishonim throughout the sugyas of Kedusha and Gittin. And again, you have to be b'chalik between different apotropos, because various Gemaras give apotropos different levels of strength. Can they be do something even almanas lachov, to do something that maybe in debt is detrimental to the yarshim in the short run and okay in the long run? So again, different rishonim quote. Maybe there are different types of apuchapas, a general apuchapas versus apuchapas for a specific function, or apuchapas a father, apuchapas a bezdin. Either way, that's a major discussion in apuchapas. But just one other discussion that is mentioned. I think we mentioned this a couple of years ago in a Tuesday night shiur. A beautiful thought that Rav Schechter has in Eretz Tzvi. The Gemara has its ksubis. We can mention it already again. Also, yeah. At what point does the apuchapas come in charge? No, the apuchapas might have the power to be mechalik the nechasim to the kids. Tosus discusses that in the second Amud Aleph in the second parak of Kedushin. Tosus there discusses the apotropos has a power to be mechalik. But if Bez didn't appoint it, what if the father didn't appoint? So that's another question. Are they an agent of, even if you want to say they're a stand-in / agent, are they of the children or of the father? Also another question that is dealt with. But there is a discussion that by most apotropsin, like here too, the concept is quoted by a dine mominis context. That's generally where we have said apotropsin is for dine mominis. But there is the Gemara we had earlier in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph. Can't forget that Gemara, Ger Katan. Ger Katan matbilin oso al das bezdin. Ger Katan, right, without his parents, bezdin is matbil him. Rashi there quotes, how does this work? Right, the whole discussion of Zechiah, the Rishonim there say, how can he be Zocha for a Katan, if his Zechiah is Labar Shlichus, and his Zechiah is Bitab Shlichus, according to the Rebbe Rishonim. So Rashi there quotes, we discuss this then in the fourth skinny line, V'hein na'asin lo av. They become an av to him. And the Pnei Yeshua and other Akronim understand this Rashi is saying, Apu Chapas. What kind of, you can't do Zechiah, you can't do Shlichus, what's left? So the only halakhic mechanism that's left is apotropos. And apotropos, that's what it means, that the bezin acts as an apotropos for the children, or for the father, and they are matbil the children. V'hei na'asin lo af. And the question that is asked on this pshat is that we find apotropos by dini mamonos. Where do we ever find the concept of apotropos by isser v'heter? To achieve a chalos and isser v'heter, you have a concept of apotropos? Very unusual. Where is the source of that in the Torah? V'hei na'asin lo af. So for that, that's where Rav Schechter comes here. Rav Schechter has a piece in Eretz Tzvi at the end of Siman Lamed Aleph, where he asks two questions. Question number one, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim wasn't split up in Shvatim. It wasn't split up. All the Shvatim have a chelik of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Tosfos there asks, but what do you mean? We have a Gemara in Zvachim that says that Yerushalayim and the Yerushalayim belongs to two Shvatim. Binyamin and Yehuda go straight through. We'll discuss this a little bit on Shabbos also. Binyamin and Yehuda went straight through the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's why the Beis HaMikdash had to have one corner cut off to make sure that the entire Beis HaMikdash was in Binyamin. Right? It went right through. So what do you mean, Lonas Chalak Lashvatim? Tosa says it was a Schalik. Yehuda and Binyamin. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim in Hilchas Zechiah. The Rambam quotes that all the rules and regulations of Tnaim, Mishpatei Atznaim, you have to say Atznai double, if this fine, if not fine, you have to do the positive before the negative. All different rules and regulations of how you say Tznaim, conditions, applies even by Dinei Mamonos. Even by Dinei Mamonos, not only by Gittin and Kiddushin, serious areas, but even by Dinei Mamonos. The Gaonim and the Ravid argue. They say, no, it only applies by Gittin and Kiddushin. It does not apply by Dinei Mamonos. And asks the Velt on the Gaonim and on the Ravid, what's the source of Tznaim? Dini Mamonos, right? Nachla Benigod Ben Ruvain. So how can you say though, all the Dini Tanam only apply by Gittin and Kiddushin, not by Dini Mamonos? The whole source of Gittin and Kiddushin, the whole source of Tanam is by Dini Mamonos. So Rav Schechter explains, quoting a number of Rayas, that maybe there are two aspects. There were two Kinyanim in the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. There was a Dini Mamonos Chalukah to the Shvatim, and there was a what he calls an Isser the Heter Kiddusha. There were two levels of chalukah. So that explains, he quotes Rayas to this. There's a Ravid that says that the chalukas hashvatim, the chalukah of the Aretz to the Shvatim was by the Urim Betumim. But the chalukah of every Shevet to families, that was not done by the Urim V'Tumim. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Ben Nun did it himself. So what's the difference? You need the Urim V'Tumim and it's Betoras Isser V'Heter, it's Betoras finishing up the mitzvah. That was to the Shvatim. But maybe specific families, So you already see that there could be a chiluk between different levels of chalukas. So if Shachter explains, that explains all the questions. Yushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim, in terms of iser v'heter, right, there might not be a chiluk. Masha enkin, in terms of dinim amanis, you know, so you might say there are chilukim. What about mishpatei atznoim? So your Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't only dinim amanis chalukah. There was an iser v'heter kedusha aspect. That's how that could be the source for the gaonim. And finally, the Garn Kedushin, second daf in the second parak says that how did the Nesiim function on behalf of Klal Yisrael as aputrapsin. So you see the Katavar aputrapis with the source of Isra Veheter. It's not just a Dini Mamanis, and that's the source for the Pnei Yoshua and the Achronim explaining Rashi and Subis on Daf Yad Aleph. Where does aputrapis come in for Geirus? Where do you see aputrapis by Isra Veheter? You see it by Yerushas Haaretz. Okay, so that's discussion of aputrapis. Again, this staff has a lot on the beginning of Amun Aleph and the beginning of Amun Beis. So that takes us through Apotropis. I fulfilled my chov from yesterday. Okay, so now we move on the Mishnah. Let's see a get for any moksuba. What happens if a bottom line pay chesma beis? What happens if a woman comes to Besim with a get and without a ksuba? And she says, you know, I want my ksuba. Havamina, Rashi says, she says, I lost my ksuba. I don't know where my ksuba is. I lost it. But I want to collect my ksuba. So she takes out a get and not the ksuba. The Mishnah says, go v'ksubasa. She gets to collect her ksuba even though she doesn't have it. Rashi explains, based on the Gemara and Bava Metzia, collecting a ksuba is a maisa bezdin. And a maisa bezdin does not have to be proven. Maisa bezdin. So therefore, she is allowed to collect her ksuba. Tosas there in Bava Metzia even says, why do we ever write a ksuba if it's a maisa bezdin? What do we ever need a ksuba for? So he answers to Tosefas. Tosefas, he wants to add on more. But Mi'ikar Adin, you don't even need a ksuba. It's a Maisa Bezdin. It has the tokef of a Maisa Bezdin, which the Gemara says has the power of a milva bishtar. Even has the power of a milva bishtar. So that is the first line. She takes out a get and not a ksuba. She gets to collect her ksuba. What about the opposite case? Ksuba ve'enima get. What if she takes out a ksuba and no get? And she says, he omeris avagiti. I'm divorced. My husband divorced me last month, but I lost my get. But he has like ksuba, so I want to collect. Who omer avet shovri? But he says, no, the resha of the Mishnah already occurred. Last month you brought your get without the ksuba, and you said you didn't have a ksuba, and you collected through the get. And now you're bringing the ksuba, and you want to collect again. And you know what? Bezdin wrote a receipt for me, but I lost it. They wrote a shover for me that I already paid up, but I lost it. What? Right. It sounds like they should get remarried. Right? Perfect. No, usually you need somebody in the relationship that's organized, that has all the nechassim. And if both of them, forget it. So says the Mishnah, if she takes out a ksuba and not a get, and they have this machlokes, so then, as we'll see, she will not be able to collect. V'chein balchov, also a balchov. Shehotzi shtarchov, a balchov that takes out a shtarchov, v'inimo prizbal. And it's after Shemitah, and there is no Prisbal, right? We pass in Shvias is Mishametes Basof. All the loans of Shemitah are nullified at the end of Shemitah. So he takes it out, he does not have a Prisbal. Hare'ele lo yifru. In all these cases, in both these cases, he cannot get paid back. The woman cannot get paid back because we were choshesh that she already got her ksuba earlier when she took out the get. And the Baal Chov cannot get paid back because we are choshesh that no Prisbal was written. The Shita B'Kubetza says, if ksuba is maisa bezdin, so what difference does it make? Why is one document greater than the other one? Whether she takes out the get, she takes out the ksuba. Get is a didaraisa, and ksuba is a maisa bezdin. So why is the seifa any worse? So the Shita B'Kubetza explains, because if she loses, she lost her get, that's a reyasa. Well, she loses her get. Woman always keeps her get. What if she wants to get remarried? What if she wants to, a get is a crucial doc? Okay, a ksuba. Fine, she might lose it over time, but a get? She has to keep her get. We're going to see on Amud Beis that women are very particular about holding on to their get. So therefore, that's a reyasa if she lost her get, and that's why it is worse.
Is
Prisbal a Maisa Bezdin? But that's not an automatic Maisa Bezdin.
Huh?
Prisbal, only if you create it. If you write a Prisbal. We're going to get more to that in a minute. Let's finish the Mishnah first. If she did not have a get, there's a reyasa that she should have her get. She lost it. The Baal doesn't deny it, correct, but the Baal says she already collected with the get. But let's say we're going to see on Amud Beis that women keep their get because they want to get remarried. So if she lost her get, that is a... Right, you're right. Why doesn't the husband just say, I didn't divorce you? We'll get to that later on also. Says the Mishnah, finishing up, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer minasakana ve'elech isha gavek subasa. From the time of Sakana and on, what does that mean? Rashi explains, at a time when the Ovdei Kochavim were gozer on mitzvahs, oh, we're getting to Chanukah, v'yireyem lishmar giteihen, they were gozer on mitzvahs, and they didn't want any religious documents around, so they were gozer on gittin and ksubas, so she comes to Beza, she has her ksuba, just not the get, so then, right when she got her get, they used to burn them, and also their prizbals, so then in both these cases, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, post-Sakana they would be able to collect. Isha govek subasa shelo beget, ubal chov shelo beprizbal. The Kesef Mishnah has a diak and a Rambam. When the Rambam writes this halacha in Hilchas Shemitah, that if you come to court without a shtar, it's a chiddush. Because the Rambam says, "Hamotish shtar chov acher shvius ve'inim oprizbo avad chovo, you lose your chov." V'im amar hayaliva avad neman. But if he says that I lost my prizbo, he's believed. Why? Shemizman hasakana ve'elach bal chov gove shelo beprizbo. That's the lashon of Rambam. So what does it sound like from the Rambam? It says the Kesef Mishnah, even after the Sakana leaves. What does it say? He says, today, if somebody comes without a prizbal, they're Neman, Shemizmana Sakana Ve'elach, you collect without a prizbal. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it sounds like once Chazal uprooted and said you don't need a prizbal because of Shah Sakana, so then it's always, he's always believed. The Avabi Sha'avar Hashmad, Neman Lomar Prizbal Liva Avad, Shelo Lachalik Bein Zman Lizman. It's a diak in the Rambam. So you get the Rambam in Shemitah Yovel, Perektes, Halacha, Chaf, Dalit. That's a diak, and that's what min hasakana ve'elach. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Okay. Is that a sakana? Is it uprooting a din d'oraisa? No, I mean, you're not uprooting it. He says he had a prizbal. He said he had a prizbal. So, you know what? We're going to get to that more in a minute. Rav Yashiv here notes a well-known machlokes rishonim. Again, we might have touched on this at one time in the past. If not, we'll definitely be talking about a gittin lamed vav. But major machlokes rishonim. It's really everybody against the Yireim. But it's known as the machlokes, the Mordechai in the Yireim. How do we look at Shemitah's Kesafim? We know there's a concept that during Shvius, all loans become nullified. Is that automatic or not? What if the guy is screaming, I am not mishamet my loans? Or if, let's say, the guy never comes to me, so I never say mishamet ani. Is it nullified? Or am I still allowed to collect? So the most rishonim say that it's automatic. It's automatic. The Torah, it doesn't matter whether you want to collect your loans, it's automatic. Right, what the Torah says. That's the Mordechai. Mordechai in Gittin, in Tuf, Shin Pei in Gittin. Says the Mordechai, quoting Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen. What happens if Bishnas HaShmita, the Lovet does not come, and the Malva does not say Mishamet Ani? V'shema, he says, you might think, Kivan Sha'avra HaShmita V'lo Amar Mishamet Ani, Suma Lo Mechuyev LaHashmit Ad Shmita Acheres, you might have thought that, hey, he wasn't Mishamet, so he has until next Shmita to say Mishamet. U'lefiya Inyan Nira, here's the famous Lashon, Shvius Afkata De Malkahi. Shvius is a hafka of the king, meaning Hashem. It's not up to you to be mafkia your loans. Ava gav delo amr mishamet ani, even if you didn't say anything. V'juheshev l'inya hashmatas ksafim, kibalti sha'shvius mishametes me'eleha. Afe bishalo amr mishamet ani, even if you don't say it. There's a mitzvah for you to say it. We find other times in halacha where something automatic happens, but it's still a mitzvah for you to acknowledge it and say it yourself. So we're going to have a Masechet Zedarim. Masechet Zedarim says, by Bechor, let's say you have an animal. So the Shmuel says, even though you have a Bechor, mitzvah lahakdisho. What do you mean mitzvah lahakdisho? It's Kadosh Merechem. What do you have to do? It's Kadosh Merechem. No, there's still an inyan for you to be makdashit. Some other achronim say, also Rav Soloveitchik said, Lagabi Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekudosh Bo, even if you don't say it's Shabbos automatically. There's still a mitzvah for you to make Kiddush. You add your own nofech, your personal element of being Mekadosh Shabbos. But anyway, that's Shvius according to the Mordechai, according to Rov Rishonim, Afkata Demalke, it's automatic. The Yireim, Das Yachid, the Yireim in Simen, in my Yireim, it's Kuf Samach Dalet. In brackets, it says Reish Ayin Ches. So some people quote it as Reish Ayin Ches. It's very hard to find. It's Kuf Samach Dalet in the new printings. The Yireim says no. He says it's only Mishamet if you say it. If you don't say it, Bezdin is going to force you to say it. But if you ultimately don't say it, you could still collect. The loan is still there. The loan is not allowed to be ma'akivit. Ela al pi malve. She calls man shalo hishmitu malve. Chayiv lefroa. Ela love yasmin malve ledin. She yashmin lochoa. Love should tell, you know, let's go to Bezin because this is what you have to do. And maybe you violated this adaraisa. If you collect. But The loan does not disappear. It's afkata de gavra. It's not afkata de malka. That's a machlokas between the Mordechai and the Yireim. Again, Rov Rishonim versus the Yireim. So it says, Rav Yashav, in our Mishnah, he says, I understand our Mishnah. If a guy comes to Bezin and says, I don't have my prizbo, so before Sakana we say, it's not collectible. So I understand that according to Rov Rishonim. Because the... it's automatic that it's not collectible. So if you want to prove that it's collectible, you got to bring your prizbo. But according to the Yireim, shouldn't we say it's collect? We don't know if you did it or not. We don't know if you are mishamet or not. So therefore, he says, how do I know? You know, he should have to bring a raya that he said mishamet ani. Right. So therefore, the burden of proof should be on the suffix before anything starts. Is maybe the loan is still collectible? The bishlam, well, that's where we showed him it works. Well, that's yireim shablo avim rasal lo avi hashmata. Rakadid dekofenes amalve mistama ein kan shmita ad sheyochia chalov v'sha'asa hashmita. Imkay tzarech biur, why the malve must be mochiach that he had a prizbal. So that's the hara that we got from Rav Yashiv Yismacholgif. Yes. Is the lova? That's a good question. Is the lova allowed to pay it back? It's a good question. What? There's a Gemara that talks about that if you go, you have to say, you know, I don't want it back. What if he says afal pikein? So then, whether you're allowed to give it even after this. Okay. One other ha'ara, and then we will move on. Just related to Prizbol. So Rashi here quotes, the purpose of Prizbol is because Hillel saw that they weren't giving loans because they saw they were being Meshameh, so therefore he enacted Prizbol. So my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig, I said in a number of contexts, you know, people look at Prizbol, hey, it's a halachic mechanism to get out of what the Torah wants. Is it in a loophole? How could they do this? So Rav Rosenzweig likes to say, you know, you have to realize what Prizbol is. The Torah demands a very high level of chesed in Shemitah. Nullify your loans. That's an unbelievable high level of chesed, right? It's ideal. I paid you $1 million and you don't have to pay me back. But Hillel saw that people weren't doing the basic level of chesed. They weren't lending money. So Hillel said, you know what? I must create a mechanism to make sure people do the basic level, even though we have to forego the ideal now because we have to do the basic level. That's not a loophole. This is what society needs right now. They have to do chesed. Forget super chesed. They have to do regular chesed. That's why he created, that was the motivation for creating Prizbol. Same thing with Heter Iska. Heter Iska, interest on something. Getting interest on something is something natural. Money makes money. So you're supposed to, you know, it's normal for me to make money. So people weren't lending when they saw they couldn't take ribbis. They stopped lending. It's a great chesed not to take the interest. But it's a basic chesed to lend money. So again, Chazal created a heter iska, which again, both of these are halachically bona fide mechanisms, but they're not loopholes. It's just that in both these cases, Chazal saw that they want people to do basic chesed, forget super chesed. Once we do basic chesed, then maybe we can get to the super chesed. That's the motivation behind Prizbol. That's the motivation behind the heter iska. It's something that is halachically desirable. Besides the fact that it works, it's desirable, and therefore, that's why Chazal did it. It's not a lupa. What about Mechiras Chametz? That's, more of a separate issue, which again, that's more of a Minag Yisrael. The other two were Takanis of Chazal. That already was more of the Minag, so you don't have to explain that as much, because it's not that Chazal implemented something. Okay, there's more to talk about here, but let's move on a little bit, and then maybe we'll talk more later. Says the Gemara, Shvami Nakosim Prizba, what do you see from the ratio of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says if you bring out a get and not a ksuba, she gets to collect. So it must be that we don't write a receipt for him. We do write a receipt for him. To eat and kosim and shover, because if we wouldn't write a receipt, maybe she's just hiding the ksuba. How could we pay her if she just takes out a get? Maybe she's hiding the ksuba and she's going to go collect. It must be, says the Gemara, that we write him a shover. And that is really a machlokas, Rashi points out, elsewhere. And we paskin, we don't write shovers, because we don't want to have to give the responsibility of the person to hold on to a shover. So how could this Mishnah be mashma that we do write shovers? Amar Rav, b'makam sheikosim ksubaskinan. Rav says, no problem. You know, our Mishnah is not a proof. Our Mishnah is a case where a place where they don't write ksubas. They don't write ksubas, then there's no chashash, she's going to take it out. That's why, maybe it's a case where you don't write a shover. You don't need the shover. You don't think she's going to take out her ksuba. V'shmol amr, no, afam akam shakos v'ksuba. Shmuel said, no, our Mishnah could even be a case where you do write a ksuba. So wait, according to that, we could then prove that according to Shmuel, you're right, Shovers, because there's a place where you do have a ksuba, so we should be worried that she's going to take her ksuba out in a different place. So it must be, the way we prevent that is by giving him a receipt. So could we prove from Shmuel? So the Gemara says, no. Amar of Anan, l'diti mifresha limine demar Shmuel. Rav Anan says, I heard that this is what Shmuel meant. Bimakam she'ein kosvin, in a place where no ksuba is written, the Omar kasafti, and the woman comes trying to collect with her get, and the husband says, I wrote a ksuba. He's trying to go against the minhag ha'makom, meaning she comes to Beis Din with a get, and she says, it's a place where no ksuba is written, I don't have a ksuba. He says, I wrote you a ksuba. Alav lahavi raya, he has to bring a raya that he wrote the ksuba, because he's going against the minhag. But bimakam she'kosvin, but in a place where a ksuba is written, and this is the case of the Mishnah, according to Shmuel, according to Rav Anan, in a place where a ksuba is generally written, the Amra, but she comes to court and says, Lo kasavli, he didn't write me a ksuba. And that's why I only have a get here. Allah will have a raya. Then she has to bring a raya that he went against the minhag. And in our Mishnah, it's a case where she did bring a raya. It's a case where a ksuba is usually written, but she brought a raya that he didn't write a get, ksuba. So that's why, again, our Mishnah is not a proof that Shmuel holds kosvin shofar, because could even be about a case in a place where ksubas are written, but she proved that he didn't write a ksuba for her, right? He brings two edim at the wedding, no ksuba is written. Fine. So there's no raya either way. The af, Rav Hadarbe. Rav also was chozerbo. Rav also said you could interpret the Mishnah even about a case of with a place where they write a ksuba. Either way, says Rav, but now he changes the shita a little bit. Get govet ikker, ksuba govet tosefes. Modify what it said in the Mishnah. When the first line of the Mishnah said that if a woman comes to court and brings a get, we give her her ksuba, that's only the ikker ksuba. But we don't give the tosefes. We don't give the tosefes. That's the halacha. Why? Because what's the ma'isa bezdin? Only the ikker. The ikker is the ma'isa bezdin. The tosefes is extra. It's his personal ratzon. So that's why the get could only be go over the ikker. The chalarotza lahashav yom v'yashav. Anybody want to fight with me about this? Come and fight. Meaning, I know I'm right on this. Period. Tanan. So says the Mishnah. I'm going to ask the kasha on that sheet of Rav. So we have a machlokes, just to step back. Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. If a woman brings a get to court without her ksuba, according to Shmuel, we give the woman everything, even the tosefes. Rav says, no, the get only gets the ikker. The ksuba will get the tosefes if she ever brings it. Fine. Tanan says the Mishnah in the second line now. Ksuba, veini maget. What happened in the opposite case? We brought the ksuba and not the get. What did the Mishnah say? He omer is avad giti, vihu omer avad shovri. She says, I lost my get. He says, no, you already collected with your get. Then I lost my shovar. That second half of the Mishnah is a Mishnah al Shmuel. I understand why she cannot collect anything with just this ksuba, according to Shmuel. Why? Muki laba makam shein kosvin, because there's a place where you don't write a ksuba. Place with nobody writes to it, but Amar Kasafti, and he said, she collected already with her get. And at that time, he said, you know what, I wrote a ksuba for you, even though it's a place where people don't write ksubas. I wrote, Amrina Le'asi Raya, and they told him, hey, prove you wrote a ksuba. Vilo Ma'asi Raya, Amrina Le'zil Pare, prove you wrote a ksuba, and he couldn't prove it. So therefore, he had to pay. So therefore, when she comes now with a ksuba, he's saying, look, I told you, I wrote a ksuba. So that's why, according to Shmuel, it works out. We understand why, in the second case of the Mishnah, she would not get paid. Because we're choshe, she got paid already. Ela l'rav, but according to Rav, nehi to ikker lo gavya, tosefes mi atigvi. But according to Rav, fine, she does not collect the ikker, but why doesn't she collect the tosefes now? She's bringing a get now. So she's bringing a ksuba now. So fine, even if she went to get her earlier, that would only get her the ikker. But now she's bringing the ksuba, so she'd at least be able to collect the tosefes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, no problem. You know why she cannot collect anything? Or what's the question? She should at least be able to collect her tosefes. You know why she can't collect anything? Because the husband has a migu. Kishe'en sham edi gershin. She's coming to Beis Din with her ksuba. There are no witnesses that she's even divorced. So says the Gemara, Migu diyachal amei melogi rashtia, Migu, that he could have said, I didn't even divorce you. I didn't divorce you. If we're married, I don't have to pay you the ksuba. So Migu, he could say we're married. So he's also believed to say, I divorced her and I already paid her ksuba. So that's the migu, and that's why he's not believed. Let's just do a few more lines, and then we'll talk about this migu. Hi, Hamik Dikdadi. So what did we just say? The case, according to Rav, is a case where there are no Ede Gerishin, and therefore he has a Migu. Says the Gemara, but that doesn't work. Hamin Diktani, Seif, because in the last line of the Mishnah, Rav Shimba Gamli Alomar Minasakana Ve'elech, Isha Govek Subasa, Shalom Bagedo Balcho, Shalom Prusbal. In a case of post-sakana, it's obviously a case of Bidi'ika Ede Gerishin Askin, and it must be there are witnesses to the divorce, because she has no get. To eat the leke ede gershin, but my God, if she doesn't have a ede gershin, with what is she collecting if she does not have a get? So the seifa must be talking about a case of ede gershin. So the reisha must be talking about a case of ede gershin. So if that's true, then we've just ruined the migu of the husband. The husband cannot claim that he was never divorced. Then we're back to the question that we asked on Rav. So if the husband does not have a migu, why can't she at least get her tosefes? So the Gemara answers, really, no. You could say it's a case of no Ede Gershin. Maybe the Mishnah is missing something. This is what the Mishnah, how the Mishnah should really be read. In these cases where the woman only brings the ksuba, she does not get paid by Bedvar Murim because she ain't shom Ede Gershin. That's only where there are no Ede Gershin. Why? Because then the Baal is a migu. Avol Yeshem Ede Gershin, but if there are Ede Gershin, so the Baal has no Migu, so then Gavya Tosefes, then she could collect her Tosefes, like Rav said, because the get got her Iker, the Suba is going to get her Tosefes. The Iker, Imafka Gita Gavya, Vilo Mafka Gita Lo Gavya. If the Iker Ksuba, she'll only be able to collect again if she brings out her get. Umina Sakana Ve'elech, this is all the Chesuri Mechzara, and after the time of Sakana, Afa Gavdalo Mafka Gita Gavya, even if she doesn't bring out her get, Sher Reb Shimba Gamliel Omer, Misakana Ve'elech, Isha Govak Subasa Shalaba Get, Ubalchov Shelo Biprisbal. Period. That's the end of that discussion, how we fit in Rav and Shmuel to the Mishnah. Two questions that are asked by Tosfos here on this Migu. What do we say? The husband has a Migu. Migu that he could say, I didn't divorce you. He's believed to say that I divorced you and already paid you your ksuba. First question Tosfos asks, this is on the iceberg Tosfos, as it's called, right, the bottom line of the previous page, and going up, you only see the tip. Usually some of these are huge. Here it's a medium, small. So to ask Tosfos, what kind of migu is this? A woman, isn't there a chazaka that a woman does not, we had this a couple of times already, a woman does not claim that she is divorced in front of her husband if she's really lying? A woman wouldn't be so brazen. So we spoke about the Ramal, Bizman Azeh, we are brazen. But at least in chazaka, in theory, there's a chazaka. So why isn't this a migu neged chazaka? Right, the husband said, I'm not divorced, but she's saying I'm divorced. So says the Gemara, no, this chazaka is weak. Because that chazaka of in isha me'iza paneha is only if it's not involving money. If it's involving money, she'll be me'is. It's a big Moser Haskel. Lo, this says on top tosis, v'yesh lomar, on top of the base. Lo mehemna el adafka hecha de'in tovas ksubasa. Aval tovas ksubasa lo mehemna. De shema machmas chimun mamo no meris kein. Right, we don't trust her regarding that. Or the Tosfos Rush adds, you see that there was fighting between them, ketata. So again, she's either she would be mayas that there's ketata between them. That's number one. Then you have the other Tosfos. Tosfos Yermaskel Yachol. Tosfos says again, why is it amigo? What does amigo mean? It's a better claim for him, right? He could have said, I'm married, and she doesn't have to pay the ksuba. So Tosfos, 1 minute. But if he's married, he has she'er ksus mazonos. It's another chiyuvim. So that's a better taina. It's a better taina. Estosis, Yim Tomar. The Umay Miguhu. What kind of Migu is this? And if he says I'm married, he has a lot of other obligations. So this Tosis is amazing. The Yesh Lomar, no. The Kishamar, she is saying, I am divorced. So even if he would have said, I didn't divorce you, it would be just like Ta'anu Chitim Vahodalo Bisa'orim. Tosis says it would be just like I say to you, you know, you owe me wheat. And you answer me that, no, I owe you, I don't owe you wheat, I owe you barley. We consider that kofar by kol and putter. You didn't claim sa'orim. So here, she's claiming the ksuba, he's admitting on the share of the ksus, he'd be putter. That's Tosis' amazing shita. That's what it would be like. The achronim here discuss whether that works. The haflaw here. Haflaw says there are a number of reasons. If you look in Baba Kama, why is that true? Tanu chidam hodol b'sa'orim. Pater. Why do we say pater in that case? Why do we say pater? So Rashi there says it's an implicit mechila. If you are only being towing A and not B, it must be you're being mochel B. Right, even though I admit to B, you must be being mochel. That's Rashi over there. Mechila. Others though, the Rama in the rush there in Baba Kama daf lamed hey, Machlokas Rashi in the Rama, the Rama in the rush there says no. You know why pater? Because the guy who, the one who admitted could just turn around and say I was joking. I'm joking. Mishat anibach. Because he was joking. So Mishatani Bach, so he was joking, so then, you know, and there'll be no way to him to prove it because you didn't claim it. So that's why you're Pater. So the Hafla here says that Tosva seems to be assuming like Rashi. An implicit mechila. So it must be that she's mocheles. Because Mishat, he can't say I was joking, because if he said he was joking, then he's got to make the ksuba. The whole thing doesn't work. The whole point is that this is a migu, and he could have been potter. So the Hafla says, this Tosva seems to be assuming like Rashi Svara of Tanuchid of Odolo Bissarim Potter, and not like the Rama in the Rashi Svara over there in Baba Kama. That's a Ha'ara about Tanuchid of Odolo Bissarim. Okay, you can look at this. A long mitzvah eson here on this Tosis also about during mitzvah eson yomis. You know, you got to look at on this Tosis. He has about 30 lines talking about this application. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Amri Le is one third of the way down. So again, we're going to talk more about Rav. What was Rav Shita? Rav said that, interpreted the Mishnah, that if a woman comes to Beis Din just with her get, she could collect her ikker and not her tosefes. So they asked Rav, L'didachta amr get gove ikker, according to you who said that a get would only get you the ikker, almana mina nisun b'may gavya. So what about an almana mina nisun? An almana. An almana has nothing. Almana has nisun. Has nothing to collect her ksuba with. So with what will she collect Bei De Misa? It must be there'll be witnesses or the death certificates that her husband died. So Valechush, but why aren't we worried? Dilma Girsha Umafka Lagita Vagavya Bei. Maybe she got divorced before he died. So she'll collect with Bei De Misa, and then she'll take out a get somewhere else and get collect again. So why aren't we worried about that? So B'yoshev Estachas Bailin, no, we know they lived together happily until the end. She was in the hospital with him until the end. Yoshev Estachas Baila. So there's an umdana that they didn't get divorced beforehand. I v'dam dimo sabach l'misa girsha. Maybe it happened, mamish, right beforehand. Ihu da'afsir anafshi. Then it's the husband's fault. Because he shouldn't have paid her without getting the get first. If she still has the get, he should have gotten the get first, and then should have gotten the ksuba first and then paid. So really, it was his fault then. Period. So fine, this works min hanisuin. But what about amana min erisin? But my gavi be de misa. What about amana min erisin? Also, what would she collect with de misa? There you can't say, hey, they lived together until the end, because they never lived together. Min erisin. So the Gemara says, ela b'makam delo eshvar kasvin and shovar. It must be, if it's an impossible case, and we are worried that a woman would come and collect again, then you will write a shofar, even though we don't usually do it, because we don't want to give the responsibility to the holder of the shofar to guard it. But still, if there's no choice, you write a shofar. Because if you say you never write a shofar, even the Eidim Misa themselves, maybe she'll just bring the Eidim Misa twice to two different Batidinim and collect twice. It must be that if you don't have a choice and you're really worried, you write a shofar, period. Next. Amar le Mar Keshisha berei de Rav Chisla Rav Ashi. Mar Keshisha, the son of Rav Chisla, said to Rav Ashi. What does Keshisha mean? What does Keshisha? Old. Rashi says here that Rav Chisla had two sons, Mar Keshisha and Mar Yunuka. Two brothers. So Rashi says here, Shnei Banim Hayol Rav Chisla, Shem Shnehem Shavin. Right, put this on your book, Menachem. Right, Shem Shnehem Shavin. Both of them have the same name. Elisha HaGol, the Koran Lo Mar Keshisha, Valetzer HaKoran Lo Mar Yunuka. Right, they have the same name, but they just call them, you know, Keshisha and Yunuka. So the question is, right, there's a Pischei Tshuva that discusses, where would you look up a Pischei Tshuva that talks about names? Hilchas Milo, that'll be a good guess. Right, this one is in Hilchas Ma'achole Ovdei Kochavim. In Hilchas Kuf Tezayin in Yerodeah. Why is it there? Because the Ramah says, you should be Zahir from anything that leads you to Sakana. To Sakana. And that's a kind of Mayim Gluyim. So the Pischei Tshuva there quotes all about cutting down trees. Pischei Tshuva, Kufte Zayin Sivkat and Vav. So that's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Baal Tashchis is one of the mysteries. Baal Tashchis is nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz and the others discuss it. Where's Baal Tashchis? Shouldn't that be in the Shulchan Aruch? Also Lixos, right? So, but the first 10 lines of this Pischei Tshuva is about cutting down the trees, and then he quotes at the end, the Ayin Tshuvis Adne Paz Shekasav the Yachol Likro Shnei Banim B'Shem Echad. You could call two brothers the same name, Bain b'meis echad, o shnehem chayim. whether one of them died or even if they're both alive. Visham bahashmatas kasav mikomakom yesh lachosh mishum ayin hara. Maybe bichoshesh. The mace echad ain likros l'sheni mishum zem mishum rea mazle. Then you're a pashut. Then he says pashut the gam beish nachri she'eno achiv shayach reach mazle. The after the mizat tam shem risham yirkav delo maskinim b'shmayim mishum rea mazle. And then he quotes maybe looking sabaz rabbi dachasid. He quotes a lot of things. Aser mishum sakana, don't marry a woman who has the same name as your mother, and all the content of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, I know the Yehuda, who talks about the relevance to Aser Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Either way, that is related to naming the same name within the same family. The Sharm Zirin Balacha just has the Ha'ar on this, that maybe here it's different because you have a different, maybe Yanuka and Kashisha already make it a different name. Abba Kashisha and Abba Yanuka, maybe who says that's the same name? Mar Kashisha and Mar Yanuka. So is that big Moshe and little Moshe? You know, if that's part of the mahus of the name.
The article says they did it just to avoid confusion.
They did. They just added that to avoid confusion. But inherently, at the bris, it was the same name.
Right.
At the bris, it was the same name. Interesting. Okay. Either way, this is that Rav Chisda did it. Rav Chisda did it. So, right. And then the daughter of Rav Chisda, right, married Rava. Right. It's a wonderful family. Okay. Rava didn't think it was a problematic family to marry into. Okay. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara. Amalei Bar Kashisha Breidu Rav Chisda Ravashi. Almana mina eris min alon de isla ksuba. How do you know that an almana mina eris and gets a ksuba? The Tosas Rid here says, it sounds like from the Gemara that everybody agrees to this halacha, but the question is, what's the makar? That's what he says. It's pretty clear, says the Tosas Rid. The Gemara's not asking, does she get? But just, what's the makar? What's the makar that mina eris and there is a ksuba? So ilema Meha, if is it from the Mishnah we had at the beginning of the fifth parak? Whether a woman is an almana or a gerusha min ha'erisid, she collects the entire ksuba, even the tosefes. So don't want the kasavla. Maybe that's not a raya. Maybe that's just a case where he happened to write it to her min ha'erisid. And if you ask if he wrote it for her, so what's the chiddush? Of course, she collects min ha'erisid. No, it's still telling you a chiddush against the shita there of Elazar ben Azariah. To Amar, because Elazar ben Azariah there said, min ha'erisid, you only collect the ikar. The tosefes is only later, from Nisuin. Shal kasavla el amanas kshu konsa. Dekanami. And you also prove that he must have written it. Diktani goves lakol, because what does that case say? Even in the erisin, she collects everything. So, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo the Kasavla, if he wrote aksuba, so mishamachi goves lakol, then we understand there's a concept of Tosefes, because he wrote it to her. El Yamer to Lokasavla, if he didn't write the ksuba yet, my goves lakol. So, what do you mean he collects everything? She collects everything. Manu masaimud isla, she only has 100. You don't know anything about Tosefes. So, that raya is rejected. So, Ella, let's try again. Number two. Ella, what's the source that an almana, min erisin, has aksuba? Midatani Rabbi Chiya bar Avin. From the brisa that we've had this brisa already at least once, maybe twice. The bottom, three times. Ksubis and twice in Yivamis. Good. Ishto arusa la onim v'lo mitami la. In arusa, a woman who is an arusa, lo onain, let's say she dies. So he does not perform a ninus for her, v'lo mitami la, he's not mitami for her if he's a kohen. V'chein he, and also she, lo onenes, she does not do she's not an onain for him, v'lo mitami lo, and she does not become tami for him. Again, all the Rishonim discuss. A woman, a kohen, is not mitzvah and tumah. So is this that she's not obligate, is not a mitzvah? Is this about yantif? Different pshatim about what this means. Mesa ena yarsha. If she dies during erisin, he does not yorish her. Mes hupa v'ksubasa. If he dies, she gets her ksuba. Oh, so you see, an arusa gets the ksuba. The last line is the key for us. Dilma the kasavla. Again, maybe that's the case where he happened to write it. Again, if he wrote it, what's the chiddush? Mesa ena yarsha srichalei. So the chiddush would be, the chiddush is the other line, that if she dies, he does not yarshin her. Period. Again, according to Rav, who says that if a woman brings a get to Bez Din, she collects the Iker Ksuba. Why aren't we worried that she's going to take out her get in two different courts and collect twice? And if you say that we rip up a get after she collects with it, Amrabina listening suve bay. No. But a woman's always going to say, I want to hold on to my get. Because I want to get a woman's, right? I'm going to go out with somebody and they're going to say, hey, I thought you were married. No, I'm divorced. I have to show my get. So we're not going to rip it up. So Gemara says, no, the karinan lay, we do rip it a little bit. The kasvinan agabe. And we write like a note on it. We put a sticky on it. Gita denan, that's a permanent sticky. Gita denan karanui, we ripped up this get. Lav mishum degita pasol. Not because it's pasol. Ela delo teder v'tigvi bezim nachrina. But just so that she does not go and collect again. But it's really a good get. The only reason we ripped it up is because she collected with it. Just to mention, just to fulfill, we've never done this before. I'm going to do it now. We have 2 minutes left. Get back to something we said. If we have time, we'll get back to. Baruch Hashem. One more line about Shemitah and Prusbel. Another thought that I heard from Rav Rosenzweig. Related, so it says Shemitah's Ksafim. So Ksafim, you're not allowed to collect your loans. It's a fascinating mitzvah. The Rambam and the Chinuch paskin that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to collect loans from a non-Jew. It's a mitzvah. It's not just a heter. Right, it's a mitzvah. It says, "Es hanachri tigos." The chinuch in mitzvah tough ayin vav. The Rambam in asay kuf membeis. It's a mitzvah daraisa. So somebody might look at this and say, "What a racist, biased, what, you know, chas v'shalom." People might look at this. Similarly, by ribbis, the Rambam paskins, there's a mitzvah daraisa to collect ribbis from a non-Jew. So again, how does that, you know, what's the, so Rosenzweig like, again said similar, connected to what he mentioned earlier, and that is not to collect a loan. And not to take interest is very unnatural. Naturally, money makes money. Interest. Naturally, if I lend you money, you should have to pay me back. So the natural, to the umos ha'olam, it's natural to behave this way. It's just that there's a higher standard for family. A higher standard for family. When it comes to, but I'm Yisrael, that's your family. You have a higher standard for family. And if you would have the same standard for everybody else, that would undermine the special relationship that you have with your family. If you treat everybody the same, just like your family, then your family's not special. So that's why dafka, there's a mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah to act in the regular way to everybody else, so that you can act special to Am Yisrael. So that's these mitzvahs, not dafka l'chas v'shalom, a biased. But it's just that when it comes to family, there's a higher standard. It's not that we have a low standard by the umos ha'olam. We have the normal standard by the umos ha'olam. And we just have a higher standard when it comes to ribbis and when it comes to shemitas ksafim. Okay. So we can never say again that it's never happened. Okay. Where's the ram? By a top. Asay kuf membeis.
That's right.
And the chinuch taf ayin vav.
The Rambam is asay kuf.
And so the Chinuch Taf Ayin Vav, that's by Shemitas Ksafim, and you can look by Ribbis, the end of in Bahar.
Okay, just not here, but it's